35 minutes now past the hour. Here we go.
I see the morning sun. I hear another train.
As we make our way back, we've done this the last couple of years, and we definitely want to point you again to a very, very important opportunity that is before all of us today. Here with us today, Herbie Newell is back, President, Executive Director of Lifeline. Lifeline is an adoption agency here in the United States of America that works here in our country and all over the world, standing up for orphans, just as we were have been instructed to do so clearly in the Word of God. And there's opportunities all across the country and within your own family where you can stand for orphans. If you want to find out more, there's a website, standfororphans.org. You can also find out more about Lifeline by going to lifeline.org. And it started already, and it runs through the end of August. There's a couple things to do. First of all, Herbie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Herbie.
And good to see your beautiful family, who's always ready to go on this opportunity.
Always.
And we've got Ashley, your wife. Ashley, good to see you again.
Thank you.
And, of course, the kids are here. We got Caleb. We got Adeline. And we also have Emily, all here ready to go. So, and we'll talk about what they're doing and what you can do, too. But first of all, let's deal with the first one, and that is Stand for Orphans, because it's underway now.
That's right. And the neat thing about this summer, again, is we've had two donors that have agreed, each given $50,000 to match what the kids are raising through their lemonade stands. And it's just a great way for kids to get engaged and get involved. And I tell people all the time, you know, the scripture does tell us to do something for orphans, but it doesn't tell us all to adopt. And
right.
In the sense, it's like, you know, we're all called to run this race, but we're not all called to run the marathon. Adoption's
right.
The marathon, but to run the race, you can get engaged and get involved. And this is just a way to bring it local for kids and to help them be able to see that they can do something too. So actually tomorrow morning, Caleb and I are leaving to go to Uganda to visit one of our orphan care projects. And so he's pretty pumped about
excited,
that.
Excited, fire up.
Yep.
But, yes, sir.
That'll be great.
But not every kid is going to get an opportunity to go on a plane and go overseas
sure.
And see it. But there is something that every child can do by raising awareness, by doing a lemonade stand. It's something they can easily do.
Well, I think the point you made was so important because, and I went through this struggle in my own life because the scriptural mandate is there's no way around it.
That's right.
I mean, it's simple and straightforward. And I remember thinking, well, that has to, if you're not adopting, people almost do the switch on or off.
Right.
And this is good. Not everybody is called to adoption. Not everybody is either in a position to ever do that with the incredible costs that come with
it. That's
right. Or they don't feel that, you know, they've got a call on their life that doesn't even involve them having any children.
That's right.
But all of us are called to stand up.
That's
and
right.
To be there for the orphan and the widow. And so there's different ways to do that. And when you guys came up with this concept of raising money through lemonade stands and letting children and families do this all over the country. And it really has worked.
It's worked.
It's raised a lot of money.
It's raised a lot of money. You know, the first year, the kids and Ashley came to me and said, hey, we have this idea about doing a lemonade stand and raising money, and then we want to encourage other kids to do it. And that first year, you know, we raised $192,000. From a match and from
amazing.
Kids around the world and around the country. And last year there were 7 countries and 35 states that participated. And it was really neat to see kids, not just in Alabama, but around our country and really around the world, do something on behalf of orphans. And
I'm listening, and I know it's not the end of August, so I'm still in the middle of
that's
it.
That's right.
And I want to do it, and I'm thinking, great idea. My family wants to do something to raise money for orphans. What do I do?
So you go to standfororphans.org, and you register your stand, and then you pick a time and a place to do it. We've got social media accounts on both Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for Stand for Orphans where you can post your pictures or let us know you're doing a stand so people can come. And then Emily, right, what can people sell at their stands?
Cupcakes, popsicles, or even donuts.
Well, look at that.
She was ready.
Some people may not like lemonade, and that, but you're going to have some little goodies there, too. You know, you wouldn't believe the money you just made off Rick and Bubba just then. If we came by your stand, something to go with my lemonade, I am all in. And, of course, right now, with it being summer, people are looking for it, these delicious lemonade stands.
Right. And Caleb had an idea about donuts.
Yeah, today donuts at Krispy Kreme are 80 cents a dozen.
That's
so
true.
You could go sell some donuts today.
Ooh.
I make a little profit.
I come out of resale.
Yeah, I get one at 80 cents. I got 12 at 80 cents, and then I go out and sell those, and the profits go to Stand for Orphans.
Yes, sir.
That is a good idea.
Well, there's a business major.
Hey, we got a budding entrepreneur right here. Yeah.
We really do.
He's actually, the neat thing is he's been doing pet sitting jobs around our neighborhood. And a neat story is even last year, he made $200 on one of his jobs. And so he comes to Ashley and I and says, I want to give 100 of this to Stand for Orphans and to orphans around the world. And, you know, his mom and dad's trying to think about the saving principle. You know, we're going 80-20-20. Okay, son, $20, but not 100. And he goes, no, I really felt like the Lord has led us to do that. And it put us at a conflict of belief sitting there. Okay, yeah, absolutely give it. And the neat thing was two people ended up making donations to match Caleb's donation because they heard about, just on the grapevine, what he had done from my dad and from other people, and we're just handing him money to give to orphans. And so it just shows a little bit of faithfulness goes a whole long way in God's economy.
You know what, and of course, it being tied to a child, it really works, and you see your beautiful kids here and other kids making a difference in this type of giving. It really reminds me of one of the most famous people in the Bible that we don't even know his name, and that's the kid that had his lunch at the feeding of the 5,000. Mm-hmm. And now we all know, just as we're seeing how much need there is, don't get overwhelmed by that.
Right.
You know, because Jesus already gave us that example. He shows them, says, I realize there's no way to feed what we think now maybe 10,000, 15,000 people with just my lunch, but I'm willing to give it.
That's right.
You know, here's what I have.
That's right.
And then, of course, Jesus takes that and turns it into, multiplies it, just like you're talking about in this example.
Yeah. I mean, in God's economy, he just wants a little bit of what we have, and then he will do the rest. And I think another thing, and I'd love Ashley just to touch on, I know a lot of moms are busy, and they're thinking, how do I have the time to go set up a lemonade stand? But Ashley, why don't you just talk to other moms a little bit about how easy this really is?
Right. So when the kids first came to me, I was kind of like, oh, a lemonade stand. It's so hot. I don't know if I want to do this. But then when the idea came and it multiplied, it really is not that hard to do. And kids are wanting to do them anyway. So why not go ahead and make a difference in the lives of other kids around the world? And nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. So kind of along those principles that you were saying about the little boy with his lunch, God's going to take what these kids do, their efforts, and multiply it.
Can I tell you, I love seeing a lemonade stand. I will break for a lemonade stand. I mean, I'll lock it down.
Look, I was trying to point it to Stand for Orphans when we were at the beach, and it was 96, 97 degrees, and these kids would get in these main areas that people were, you know, they don't get where the breeze is coming off the Gulf.
No.
Get to where people have got outside the breeze, and now there's just baking them, and they're trying to get back to where they're staying or whatever, and they're dragging all the stuff up from the beach, and they start setting up these little lemonade stands.
And I thought,
now that's somebody, that's somebody's going to do well today.
That's right.
Necessity is the mother.
So one lemonade stand might not have as big an impact, but a chain of lemonade stands has a huge impact.
That's right. It has a huge impact. One of my favorite stories was a family last year had been in the hot sun all day long, and the mama says they only raised about $3. And so she comes in. She thinks her kids are just going to be absolutely demoralized. And she says, well, you know what? There's a donor that's going to match it. So we really made $6, and says the kids just went crazy. And so, I mean, just the power of knowing that there's something bigger.
So what you come up with, there's matches out
there.
That's
right. Now, Adeline, why don't you just tell a little bit about how you've enjoyed doing these lemonade stands?
I've enjoyed doing these lemonade stands because I know that it's going to be matched, and I know that I'm helping the orphans around the world that do not have families.
And when you think about that, because I think everybody – surely there's not people out there that are so far gone that the needs for orphans around the world just doesn't impact you at all. What happens is you get overwhelmed by it. So there's nothing I can do.
Right.
It's just so overwhelming, I can't make a difference.
And I think that's the great thing, again, is, you know, unfortunately, as people, we think we've got to hit the home run every time, right? Yeah. We think we got to hit it over the park. And the thing is, there's little things we can do. And so you see this big need, and instead of people getting demoralized or kids going, well, what in the world could I do? They can go, hey, $3 makes a difference, right? It really is going to make a huge difference. And then the other thing is, you know, we're supposed to train up a child in the way they should go.
Right.
And so if we start kids early thinking about others, thinking about, you know, that it's not about me, but it's about giving back, then that's just going to bring a lifetime of difference in their lives for them to be giving to others, but also in the lives of others that they're impacting.
It's a great point, and that's why I love this. I remember, you know, dealing with John Thomas in Living Hope South Africa and was overwhelmed by the AIDS epidemic, and what do you do? And then he came to the strategy, well, I'll tell you what you do. You start with the kids.
That's right.
Because, look, we'll minister to the adults. We will. We won't abandon them. But that's going to be a much tougher deal to try to change an entire mindset of adults.
Mm-hmm.
But you change the mindset of a generation of children,
that's right,
and that becomes their norm, the standard of abstinence, the standard of this, now the standard of the family, and you just kind of start over. And so if you can get a generation of these kids coming up every year with these lemonade stands, and before you know it, now I got access to something a little bigger than lemonade stand, and boom, boom, and it becomes at the forefront of their thinking.
That's right.
Now you really got something going.
That's right. And I like to tell people, too, you know, you look at our model, which was Christ, and when he came to this world, he didn't do everything. He invested his life into 12 men. He didn't heal everybody. He didn't feed everybody. He didn't clothe everybody, but he knew his calling. And so each and every one of us needs to know, what is our calling? And the calling may be to do a lemonade stand. The calling may be to adopt. The calling may be to go and to minister to orphans in their place. But whatever it is, we just need to exercise our calling with what the Lord has given us and the resources he's given us, and not go and compare. Well, I don't have the same resources as somebody else. Well, I don't have the same calling as someone else. We still have the same mandate. And it's not what we do. It's not how big of what we do. It's what do we do with the calling that the Lord has placed on us.
So go to standfororphans.org. Get your lemonade stand signed up. We want to know about it.
Yep.
And all the information is there. Also, August the 19th of this year, this is the Run for One. You can register for that, too, if you're, you know, there's people go all over the world running in marathons, running and whatever. And these are great ways for people to use their passion to make a difference, too.
That's right. And the run will be held in 6 different locations. So Birmingham and Charlotte, North Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia, and in Florida, and in Kentucky. And, of course, there's one more state that obviously
Kansas.
I'm going to forget. In Kansas, hey, Topeka,
Ashley.
Kansas. There you
That's
go.
See, they're a perfect helper.
And then also people around the world can run. We actually, last year, the run was started in Beijing, China, by a group of folks that got up in the morning and ran the 5K. So you can run wherever you are. So it doesn't matter if there's an organized event in your city. You can run wherever you are.
And then Share the Story 2017, October 24th.
That's right. That's here in Birmingham. So that's more for the Alabama folks.
Okay.
But a great opportunity just to hear more about the Ministry of Lifeline and hear the stories.
This is a dinner, banquet.
It's a dinner banquet type thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead and make plans for that too. And if you look at show notes at rickandbubba.com, all these events and all the one location where you go to find out about any of it or all of it is right there in show notes at rickandbubba.com.
That's right. And one more shameless plug. We actually all started a podcast 1st of July. And so if you go look for the Defender podcast on July 3rd and 4th, or 4th and 5th, you can actually hear Ashley and the kids talk a little bit more
Kirby.
About Stanford.
Y'all are radio hosts. I told you you were
host. Herbie, I saw that. I thought it was about 1980 video games. When I first saw it, I didn't know.
Well, the fun thing is when you first search it, you see Joel Osteen.
See there? See how quick that happened?
Yeah.
Beautiful family, thanks to all of you for what you are doing and all of you around the country. Hey, we all do this together. It really can make a difference. All the details at rickandbubba.com and show notes. You can go directly to standfororphans.org or lifeline.org for information as well. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.